Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of the Euro Trash Podcast. Robert here again, and let's get to it. This weekend, I had the joy. Actually, if you're listening to this, should be ready to go by tomorrow, which will be Monday. That would be Monday the, what the fuck's the date? Monday the 16th. This morning, Sunday the 15th, I had the pleasure of spending some time with my mom, and I asked her a few questions that I felt like were very important. So I wanted to share that with you, and then we can pick up from after my visit. All right, enjoy it.
Pretty good. Shesha Loga.
No. So you know that people now can switch their gender whenever they want. You know what I mean?
What do you
So I
mean?
was thinking that maybe every day after 2 o'clock, I could do that.
I think you can do that.
Yeah. Well, see, it doesn't have to be like male or female. I can be wolf gendered, space gendered. So I was thinking, I always liked space. What if after 2 o'clock every day, I become like a space person? I'm space gendered. And I thought it would be really respectful of you to call me by my new name after 2 o'clock every day.
A little bit.
What do you think?
I think that you always come up with some kind of. You have too much time in your command.
Well, what about Quasar? You think that's a good name?
I don't even know what the fuck is a space gender. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, it means you know how some people are born, God, some people are born, you know, with male or female.
Yeah, what's the space gender?
Space gender means that you are made out of stardust, which I think I am. But only after 2 o'clock. So before 2 o'clock, you know, I'm who I always am. But then after 2 o'clock, you know, I just feel a little bit more like interdimensional.
Sure you are. I think you feel like that all day long. No. Oh my God. I don't know how Erin even puts up with that with you. I think she just like threw you out of the house one day. I don't know how she even puts up with you. I swear to God.
Well, she got very mad at me on,
I'm gonna freaking kick you. As soon as you get up from bed, I will just slap you. Just for the, everything that you're gonna do the whole day. Without even you saying anything. I will just slap you.
Yeah.
This is for all the shit that you're gonna do today. So we're done.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
As long as I still get to do it.
Now you're
I take
freaking.
one slap every morning,
That's
and I but I get to
reminded.
say whatever I want the rest of the
Just remind me so much of Vito Bruno. It's like
day.
all the shit that he did.
What shit?
I don't know. Just like done stuff with a smile on his face. Never fucking worried about anything. It's like, whatever, everything's gonna be okay. Oh, it's always laughing. Something like totally relaxed. And everything. Everybody else would worry, and he's like,
So
oh,
listen to how
God.
mad she got at me the other day. We went out to breakfast with Frank and his girlfriend, right? And we went to PJ's. You've been there, right?
Yeah.
They have a breakfast sandwich called the BBC. And you know that stands for something. Apart from whatever the sandwich stands for.
BB.
BBC.
Okay. What is that for?
Well,
Bacon what?
bacon, I don't know what it stands for them, but on the internet, it means big black cock.
Oh my God. Why? Well, it doesn't stand that for the sandwich.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, so I couldn't decide whether I wanted that sandwich or something else. So I asked the waitress what she would recommend. Would you recommend the BBC? Mm-hmm. Because I wanted something... What the hell? Because I wanted something really filling. Okay. So, and then Erin got mad at me. She said, you're just trying to embarrass that waitress. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm asking for a recommendation. I want something that's going to fill me up. Will that be the BBC?
You were just trying to embarrass because...
No, I wasn't.
Yes. You were just... Yes, you. She was absolutely right. First you search, what does BBC stands for?
No, I already knew.
You already knew.
From my experiences.
And then you were just trying to do that shit. Yes. You were doing that on purpose. Yes.
No.
Uh-huh. You were looking for some kind of attention. Just... Yes. Just shut the fuck up. There is a menu. Pick whatever the fuck you want. Why are you doing that?
But which one would you want to eat?
Whatever.
The BBC or the breakfast burrito? Those were what I was choosing between.
Whatever. You like.
What which one would you think would be better?
What was coming? There is a description in there.
The BBC comes on the croissant. Sound good?
Whatever you would like. Whatever you like. I don't know. No, yeah, she was absolutely right. You're always trying to...
Well, I don't know what... See, I think that what they hear is so bad because their minds are in the gutter all the time.
Your mind is...
No, I was just asking for a recommendation.
Oh, shut up.
Why can't you ask a waitress for a recommendation?
Because that wasn't your attention. She was absolutely right.
I just want to know what would be more filling, a breakfast burrito or a BBC?
Well, I'm not sure what would fill you up. So why don't you choose? Because you always know what would fill you up better than anybody else. What is that? Is that your phone?
My phone's going off.
Tell Erin that... Yeah,
she was mad at me the whole day.
Huh?
She was mad the whole day. The whole day she was like, you are so rude.
It's not just that. I'm pretty sure, you know, there's other shit that fills up for the whole week. And I'm telling you, if I'm in her place, I would just slap you every morning. Fucking here. So now, I'm done for the day, so do all the shit you're doing anyway. Every morning, as soon as you wake up, I would slap you. Well, hopefully now she understands how it was me raising you. It was so difficult because you would come up with all kinds of fucking shit every day. Nobody could understand.
When did I tell that? I told the story the other day about when I said Melissa got kidnapped. What? Who was that? Might have been Frank. I don't think he heard that story.
Oh my God. Is that the only one story that you said? You said the other, so many stories.
There's a lot. Hey, I was wondering if you could explain those new flowers you got.
What flowers?
Right there.
Oh.
Because it looks like asparagus.
They are asparagus, but when you buy asparagus from a store, you should put them in the water, not in the refrigerator.
So it stay good?
Yeah. You can keep them for weeks.
Okay, we're back. so much fucking crazy shit. My mom does not understand what genders are, and it's very... I mean, it comes off as disrespectful constantly. So, but I was just trying to, like... You know, just share a new part of myself being astral gendered with her after 2 o'clock every day. But I don't think she's going to respect my wishes. I do not think that she's going to call me Quasar every day after 2. I just have that feeling. The other thing I don't think is, I don't think that she is at all going to try to be VC at PJ's. If you're probably all, most everybody that listens to this is from Reno, you need to go to PJ's in order to be VC in the morning. It's a great breakfast sandwich, very delightful, very filling. And please ask the waitress if she would recommend it, like I did, which made everyone upset. Except for Frank, he just laughed with tears in his eyes. But yeah, they have a sandwich called the BBC, and I have no idea why they do, but they do. And they have the audacity to have this sandwich on the menu and think that I'm not going to ask the waitress if she would recommend the BBC. It's very filling, and that's what I wanted to know. Is it filling, and would you recommend the BBC? And she would not answer me. So, guess that's that. We'll never know. And then I tried to find out if my mom would enjoy it, and she just really didn't want to say it, you know, which I think obviously has to do with her ingrained subconscious racism against croissant breakfast sandwiches. She's not a croissant breakfast sandwich fan, obviously. And then there was one part in there where she referred to me, she referred to my grandfather, Bruno, who I guess he was just like me. He was always cracking jokes and stuff and smiling, and people really didn't appreciate it. And, you know, there was a war going on, civil war in Yugoslavia, and he's cracking jokes and being like, it'll be all right, don't worry about it. Oh, man, that must have been great. So, what's going on? Let's see. Had a good week at work, you know, so there's that. This weekend, Friday night, I went out, had a good time. Saturday, I invited a bunch of people to go out to have drinks with me. Not one person showed up, but then I ran into some friends at the Glass Die, which is Reno's greatest bar, where you could play over 500 plus different board games. So I went there and hung out, played some games with some people, stayed out till about midnight, then went to bed, and then this morning went, hung out with my mom, and it was good. Watched some hockey with Drew. What the fuck is going on with the fucking Flyers? That's what I don't understand. We beat the shit out of the Penguins last game. First game we got shut out 7-0. This game we lost 5-1. I just don't get it. And it was in Philly too. Shit. You know everyone's gonna be fucking tearing the place apart. But listen, Philadelphia is doing great this year in sports. Won the Super Bowl for the first time. We, you know, Villanova won the NCAA tournament. So what we need is a Phillies World Series, a Flyer Stanley Cup, and the 76ers are looking great. No one wants to play them. They're fucking scary, man. So an NBA championship, that'd be good too. We'll see what happens. So far, we're doing pretty well. Yeah, so my mom references a story in the clip above. When I was young and then we were living in New York, I was going to school. The school I went to was, you know, as a lot of New York schools, they don't have names because, well, some of them have names, but a lot of these public schools, they're just called public school. So I went to public school 17, PS 17. And it was a few blocks away from the house, from the building, I should say, our apartment. And my sister was just recently born. And then, you know, so we were growing up. I think my sister was still little. And my mom would often have the babysitter come over and watch her. And she wanted to walk me to pick me up from school this day. So usually she brought my sister along, but this day she got a babysitter to watch her, you know, so she could do some other stuff, run some errands while I was at school. Anyway, I go to school that morning and I'm tired. I don't know, I probably stayed up playing video games and stuff. So I'm falling asleep at school, you know, as a little kid. Well, a teacher wakes me up and says, "Robert, why are you so tired?" And without even thinking, it just flies out of my mouth. "Oh, I'm really tired. The police were at my house all night." She's like, "What? Why were the police at your house?" "Well, my little sister, she was kidnapped. And she's still missing. We don't know where she is." My teacher's like, "Oh my God, Robert, this is horrible." And I said, "Yeah, it's a rough time right now in our house. Yeah, we'll be okay. We'll pull through. Hopefully they find my sister." And they're like, "Oh my God." It was like I was fucking describing an SVU episode. This poor fucking teacher. She almost had a heart attack right there in the class. So she, the day goes on. And I thought, whew, that's cool. That'll never backfire on me. Looks like I got out of getting in trouble for falling asleep. So, I get picked up. My mom shows up. She's there to pick me up. My sister's not with her because my mom had to run a bunch of errands. She had the babysitter watch her. So this teacher, I come out of class and I'm just trying to get to my mom as soon as possible because I'm thinking, I hope this teacher doesn't see my mom. This teacher almost pushed me to the ground out of the way. She ran past me so fast. And, oh, excuse me. She ran past me. I almost hit the ground. She starts running towards my mom and I was like, well, this can't be good. She hugs my mom and she's crying. Tears in her eyes. "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." My mom's like, "What are you talking about? What is this? Why are you crying?" And she said, "Your daughter." "Well, what about Melissa? What about her? What?" "Well, Robert told us that she was kidnapped last night." "We're all pulling for you. Our thoughts and prayers are with you." All this stuff. My mom just stood there because, see, my mom at that time couldn't understand a whole lot of English. So what she's just making out every other word. But she puts it together. And I look at her and I wave at her and smile, and she's not smiling. I get back to the house and I don't remember the beating, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. she might have just beat the holy shit out of me. And yeah. They found my sister. I mean, she was just at home because she was never kidnapped because I was a fucking liar. And here's the thing, it's not so much that I wanted to lie, it's the fact that a story about your little sister getting kidnapped is way better than getting in trouble. And what does she care? My sister's there. She's fine. So it's not hurting my sister. Yeah, it's just weird shit. But I guess I would do shit like that all the time. Just make up stories. Which, you know, I have a pretty creative imagination. Stories just form themselves in my mind. And after a while, it's hard to tell which ones I made up and which ones are true. So I can understand that. It was especially true when I was a kid in junior high school. And all this stuff. There was this kid in high school who used to pick on me. He picked on a lot of people. He was this big old white dude. Well, he was kind of unfazed. You know, it's like you would hit him and it wouldn't even hurt him, like no matter what. So we didn't know what to do about him. Oh, man, why am I yelling so much? Oh, sorry. So we didn't know what to do. So we decided to spread a rumor. We spread this rumor that this kid got his lips bitten off because he had a few scars around his mouth, but nothing too major. But we just went with it. We said that he had had his lips chewed off by a rabid dog when he was a kid. And the closest tissue they could find to lips were vagina lips. So we said that his lips were actually transplanted vagina lips. And so we call him Pussy Lips. And he just fucked with us one time after this rumor had spread like wildfire. Because everybody was scared as kid. He was like 6'3", in high school. A lot of muscle. Just, he was a monster. I mean, he would just push you over. He would just like throw you across. We had our high school was mostly outside. It was outside. Then they had like buildings that were halls. Then you could walk in. But there's a lot of outside room in the middle of the high school. So he would just throw you across this courtyard, you know, just without even thinking about it. Well, anyway, we spread that rumor. Rumor caught on, and one day he pushed me, and I said, "Keep your hands to yourself, Pussy Lips." And the whole place like erupted. And he's all, "Pussy, what the fuck?" And then other people started throwing their head in the ring. They're like, "Yeah, whatever, Pussy Lips." And he's like, "What?" And he couldn't, it was like he was shocked and confused as to why we were calling him Pussy Lips. At the same time, how do you defend yourself against that? What do you say? You say, "I'm not Pussy Lips." "Yeah, you already got your lips fucking bit off by a dog." "No, I didn't." "Well, that's exactly what you would say if you had Pussy Lips." You know what I mean? It's a loop. You know, you're never going to be able to defend yourself from it. So yeah, that's just some stories that I made up. Like, I didn't give a shit. I was just trying to, but it's always has to do with me getting myself out of some trouble or out of a jam. You know, I'll make up a story. It's either that or a wild threat. You know, I remember I was at it's the GSR, but it used to be the Hilton. When it was the Hilton, we had this thing called Frightmare. Big Halloween, like haunted house kind of thing. Me and my friend went. Because there was also another place to pick up on girls who don't know their dads. Great place to pick up girls. You know, a Halloween haunted house. Where'd you meet your wife? The haunted house. Yeah. We fucked behind that zombie butcher. Remember that scene? Yeah. Great place to pick up girls. We were over there, and this dude, my friend Anthony, he is a, I don't even know how to explain it. He's just a wild ass. So he had somehow found this group of varsity football guys, and he had decided, "Oh, I'm gonna fuck with these guys," you know. And oh man, it was bad. It was real bad. These guys were all big. There's four of them. There was one kid who was a little shorter in the front, and he was like kind of the leader of the pack. I don't know if it was quarterback or what, but he looked crazy. He looked like a fucking ogre. And you know, I wasn't that big of a guy. I mean, I was tall, but I wasn't that threatening looking. So, this yawning is getting crazy. So I'm there and I'm like talking to my friend Anthony, and he's like, "Oh, here's the guys. They're fucking with me." And I said, "They're fucking with you?" And he's like, "Yeah." And these kids come up, like, "Hey, man, we're going to kick your friend's ass." And I was like, "Why? Well, he's fucking with us." So, like, I look at Anthony and I know, like, oh, dude, you just got us into a jam. And guess what? I'm going to have to say some shit. And you're probably going to run away anyway. So I find myself in this situation. I'm talking to this football player. I'm like, "Hey, man, why don't you just fuck off, all right? Just leave us alone. My friend's an idiot, but just leave him alone. You're not going to jump him." And they're like, "Yeah, we're going to beat his ass." I'm like, "No, you're not. Okay? because you're gonna have to kick my ass. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll kick your ass. I was like, yeah, all right, well, I'm gonna fuck your mother, right? And this kid looked at me, and these tears started welling up, and I overhear one of the other guys say, like, oh shit, his mom died like this past week. And I guess that happened. His mom died. And he says to me, yeah, my mom just died. That's fucked up. And I was like, I'll dig her up. I'll fucking dig her up. That's what I said to this kid. And everybody was just so appalled and shocked. And the kid was crying. They all took off. And I just thought, like, well, this might be my worst moment of life, saying that to somebody. but don't worry, I've gotten past that many times. it was a bad moment, bad taste. But I was just trying to avoid a beating, help my friend avoid a beating. But I turned around, he's not even there anymore. Took off already. Oh my God. It was a crazy time. So yeah, all that to say, I have a habit of, you know, saying crazy shit in the moment to either get out of trouble or, you know, I think it's like fight or flight. You know, I'm either going to tell a story that's going to get the attention off me, or I'm going to make some crazy threats that'll hopefully diffuse the situation. Someday they'll make them worse. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure it will. Sure will. Yeah. So I was gonna tell you guys about this crazy shit that happened to me with my dad when we first moved to Reno. I had a story in my head for a few days when I was thinking about what to talk about this week. My dad's was a professional motorcycle racer, and he worked some odd jobs too. He did carpentry for a long time. I mean, my grandfather's a master carpenter, so my dad's, I don't know if he ever got to master carpenter, but really great carpenter. But he was a motorcycle racer predominantly. That's like what he loved to do. He's like, hey Robert, I just got a new motorcycle. Very nice outside, and I want to go ride. You want to come? And I said, yeah, man, I'll come hop on. Now, I'm like about 13. No, I was way older than that. I was like 14, maybe even 15. He wanted to go drive up to Tahoe on his motorcycle. He wanted me to hop on back. So I'm like, all right, I'll do this. I hop on the motorcycle. We start going. You know, got my arms around him. It's a big gay scene, father and son moment. Well, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the vibration of the motorcycle, or I was just trying to think about anything other than I'm on the back of a motorcycle with my dad holding him like a bitch. But I got an erection, and my dad felt it. He felt it right in his back. Pulled the motorcycle over and said, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, what? He's like, I can feel your dick in my back. And I said, I think it's the vibration or something. He said, listen, it's just me and you on motorcycle. We're in the woods. I cannot leave you, but you need to knock it off. Stop it. That's disgusting. And I said, I'm not trying to. Listen, riding on a motorcycle with you doesn't make my dick hard. It's obviously the vibrations from a motorcycle. So just leave it alone. What do you want me to do? Put a pillow between us? Figure it out. It's like, okay. So we get back on the motorcycle, start going. And I figured it out, I guess. He didn't stop again. But it was kind of crazy. Now, this was not the first kind of sexual encounter I've had with my dad. I'll just pause and let you guys think about that sentence. Bad sentence. It wasn't, though. My dad always brought up like sex in a weird way. My household wasn't, I don't want to say it was like a sexual household, but it was very open. My parents often had sex, and I would hear it all the time. Now, there's a few things that happen to you similar to fight or flight when you hear your parents having sex in the room next to yours. You either try to go numb, like just remove your soul from your body and leave, and maybe go astral gender for a minute and start floating in the quasars. You could do that. But that only works for so long. Or you're just in for a world of hurt. You're just having a painful time just trying to like not hear it. Well, I gave up on both those options. And I came to option three. Option three is you choose a side and you cheer for that side. And it would depend on which parent pissed me off. Sometimes I'd be mad at most of the time I was just mad at my mom because my dad wasn't really a disciplining kind of person. He was just there for he was the muscle. So if I was just not listening to my mom, he'd be like, "Hey, you want me to slap the shit out of you?" And I'd be like, "No." He'd be like, "All right, listen to your mother." But my mom would piss me off the most. So, I chose a side. I chose my dad's side. I'm like, "Oh, this bitch. Yeah, she deserves it. She's fucking giving me hell all day." Now this might seem like a rather weird, maybe disturbing thing to you, but listen, these are my parents. They're gonna have sex either way. I'm gonna hear it one way or the other. I might as well choose somebody, and in most cases, my mom was definitely the underdog. And she tried to come back in the second half and win the game, but she never did. My dad always came out on top. So it's just Serbians, they can only fuck one way, and that's like hard and fast. So it's lights out for the women. It's just you can't just the pace is unmerciful. So listen, I chose the right side. We were undefeated as far as I was concerned, me and my dad. So that you got that. That's an extreme example of just them bringing up sex and sex in the household. And then you had this one time that I was playing basketball with my friend, and we went back to my house, and I just wanted to change into my jeans because we were gonna go to the mall or something. And I didn't want to go to the mall in my basketball shorts, so I changed and I was changing. He was sitting on the bed looking at something, looking at a magazine or a CD cover, I forget what it was. And I was pulling down my shorts and about to take my shorts off. My dad walked in as I'm pulling down my shorts. And he walks in and I freeze and I look at him. And I wasn't thinking much of anything. I was just like, "Yeah, I'm changing. What? Guys change in front of all the time, in front of each other all the time." And he just looks above us and he says, "What are you doing? You two fagging in here?" And I was amazed. It was a shocking moment because this motherfucker right here decided that he can change a noun into a verb whenever he wants. He's a fucking barbarian, this fucking monster. You can't. It's like if I'm in a car and my wife's like, "Oh yeah, I'm just gonna be driving around all day." "Oh yeah, you're going carring? That's what you're doing? Carring? That's called driving." Listen, a faggot is not like a very socially acceptable term, but that's the word that my dad knew for I think he was insinuating that the two of us were gonna have sex, me and my friend. So that's why I was taking my shorts off. But you gay people having sex is not called fagging. That's not what it's called, Dad. So what the fuck are you doing? You two fagging now? No, we're not fagging. I'm taking off my shorts. But if we were, like, let's say, quote, fagging, it wouldn't be called fagging. It'd be called making love, you know. I don't know, going into the dirty cellar. I don't know what it'd be called, you know. Threading the brown needle. Who knows what it'd be called. But it's not called fagging, for sure. Can't be. Yeah, my dad had no, he had no tact when it came to sex or talking about sex. He didn't have very, very good advice for me. I think one time he's told me, remember, no means yes and yes means right now. And I said, I don't think that's good advice. He's like, yeah, of course it is. I said, why would you think that's good advice? Well, look at you. And that's when I was reminded, oh yeah, I'm a one-night stand that my parents had. And the story is that my dad rolled up on a motorcycle to my mom's high school and asked her if she wanted to fuck. And she said, yeah. And here I am. So she must have said no, I guess, if it did happen. It's crazy. Why did they do that? Why is he giving me advice like this? Why do I have to know all these things? Like, when I talk to my American friends, they don't know any of this shit. They don't know. They don't cheer for their parents, for one parent versus the other when they overhear their parents having sex. It's not what happens. So what the hell's going on? Yeah, it's so crazy. And this happened all the time. My dad, every time like my parents have sex, my dad would go into the bathroom to piss afterwards. And then he would check on me. Like I could feel him like just staring into the room afterwards. And I'd be like, I don't need to be your first point of contact after this. Come on, man, give me a while. It's crazy. Crazy times in the Vucinovic household. Jesus Christ. It's like, come on. I remember same time we were playing basketball, I almost didn't even want to come home to change because there's loud music on and the door was open. I was like, oh God, here we go. These fucking maniacs. These fucking nymphos. They're at it again. These fucking Eurotrash bunnies. It's crazy. Some good news that I heard today from my mom is that she has approved for me to have my birthday party this year at their house. What they don't know is that it's going to be Eurotrash themed. So I'm going to be asking everybody to be wearing track suits, wife beaters, gold chains, lots of cologne. You know, just dress up what you imagine a Euro, Eastern Bloc Euro, piece of Euro trash dresses. And it's going to be great. Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's going to be an amazing time. Yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to have a blow dart fight, actually. I got a blow dart gun. I already killed one bird with it. There was this crazy bird that was just tapping on my screen door. And it sounded like a person knocking. I was like, who the fuck's in the backyard? Go back out there and I see this bird. Well, it wasn't just doing that, but it was shitting all over the screen door. So I was practicing with my blow dart gun. Next time it knocked on the window, I opened it up. Shot at it a few times, missed. And then the last shot got it, and it fell on the other side of the fence. I peeked over, definitely isn't moving, so that's that. And, you know, some people listening to this probably give me a hard time. Oh, you killed a bird, blah, blah, blah. It was shitting all over my screen door. And it was just ramming its beak into the door over and over again. What if it was an endangered bird? Well, fuck her. I don't care. It's probably endangered for a reason. Keeps fucking with people. So I don't give a shit. You got a problem with the bird, obviously. It's the one that was fucking had a death wish. Yeah, so I'm getting pretty good with that blue dart gun. So I think it's gonna be cool. I think I'm gonna like be able to shoot a bunch of people with it. I'm pretty excited. I think that'd be cool. A Euro trash party. My parents live up in the valley, so there'll be lots of room. The party's going to start during the day on a Saturday. I think Saturday the 21st of July. So it's going to be crazy. My mom's going to bake a bunch of food, make a bunch of shit. Here's the thing. They don't know that it's Euro trash themed. So we're all going to show up dressed like Euro trash, and then they're going to be like, what the hell is going on here? It'd be great. Be a great time for everybody to meet my parents, people who have only heard stories. It's going to be cool. I'm going to try to get my friend Elisha to come, which reminds me I should call him after this. Try to get him to come and attend this party. It's going to be amazing. Just got to start picking out the music. Just the playlist alone for this is going to be crazy. So, it's going to be cool. Well, I think that's all I have to talk about for now. But yeah, I'm going to try to have a co-host for next week. So, look forward to that. And, what should we talk about next week? I'll figure it out. I'm going to try to meet up with my parents again and record some more conversations. Try to get my dad on here. That'd be a good idea. All right, guys. Have a good week. Remember, keep it Euro trash. No matter what. See ya.